Okay, this one's about clawed agents being stuck in a straight line, not dumb. That's the whole hook. Depth is a loop, width is a graph, and everyone's been optimizing the wrong shape.
Yeah, and the article is pretty careful about what's Anthropic and what's the author's own label. Claude Loop plus graph engineering isn't a product, it's a way to think.
Right, in the opening story lands. Developer builds a PR review agent, adds a second pass, third, fourth. Quality goes up until it's a cycle of inspect, revise, verify, repeat. That's the generator verifier loop Anthropic names. Then they point it at 12 files at once, and it chokes. Not because the model got worse, because a loop runs one path at a time and drags the same context along until the window fills. That's width, not depth.
That part I buy. The list example is good. Inspect pricing, inspect reviews, inspect docs, write brief. Looks linear, but steps 1 through 3 don't read each other. They just need to finish before 4 starts. That's 3 branches feeding 1.
Exactly. And the dependency test is the useful bit, what exact data crosses this arrow. If the answer is, the next step should know the last one finished, that's status, not a dependency. If it's the reviewer gets the claim, source, and excerpt, now you have a real edge.
Right. And before you build a graph, you need the loop to hold up. Anthropic says a verifier told only to check whether output is good will rubber stamp the generator. That's Goodhart with an API key.
Which is why the article pushes loops inside a graph. Nodes are often loops themselves. Edges carry real payloads. Reducers merge parallel outputs with code instead of another model call. Gates block until a verifier or a human clicks.
That's the load-bearing part. The worked example with security check, coverage check, style check, then verdict, schema per node, dependency map as data, different retry policies per node, a gate written as code, a reducer that dedupes findings, failure routing that doesn't kill the whole run. That's engineering, not prompting.
Yeah, and prompts optimize a node, the spec optimizes the system. I like that line.
Sure.
Where it gets careful is the three tiers: documented in current, managed agents multi-agent orchestration, coordinator declares agents roster, each runs on its own session thread with isolated history, model, tools, MCP servers. Anthropic names 5 coordination patterns and admits multi-agent setups burned 3 to 10 times more tokens than a single agent.
That's real. And documented describing internal usage, Claude Code runs orchestrator subagent internally, main agent edits and runs commands, dispatches subagents for big surges and gets distilled findings back. That's specific.
Then reported not verified. Early 2026 coverage of an internal coordinator mode with parallel workers through research spec implementation verification. Data point, not a commitment. And the claim that loops nested in graphs are becoming the default shape for serious agent work, that's the article's own reading.
Which is fair. The plugs into Claude are plausible. Session threads equal node isolation. MCP servers give scope tool access per agent. Tool permission events are the human gate verification subagent, is the leniency fix.
Where it breaks is what you'd expect. Graph agrees with itself. Model grading its own output goes easy. Verifier rejecting 0% is a check doing nothing. And fake parallelism. If every step genuinely needs the last one's output, boxes just add overhead.
Exactly. The tell is if you can't find 2 nodes with no dependency between them, there's no graph to build yet. And metrics that actually describe a graph matter. A chat transcript isn't a dashboard.
Who cares? Teams building multi-step agents that hit context or timeout at scale. If you're still exploring the problem or need to approve every intermediate step, Anthropic's own guidance says stay with a single loop. Graphs are for when width is real.
Masonry, that's the product read I'd give. Don't reach for orchestration by default. The boring wrapper, schemas, reducers, gates enforced in code is the product, not a smarter prompt.
R, you're right to be suspicious of the hype, but this feels like one of those unglamorous infrastructure wins that actually ships.